Hello again, and welcome to the August 2022 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. This is your presenting host, Marv Pikla, and yes, the summer days are screaming by, and the return to school, the return to college time is fast approaching. So maybe with these return to classes thoughts in mind, this month I want to focus on the unique value of that skill of being able to be seeing all sides of an issue. Well, based on the unsure looks I am guessing are looking back at me on this special topic, let me begin this podcast message by explaining my intent with a fun example. The example is that I teach a class at an area community college, and the class I teach is American Government and Politics, and we have a good time. My class sizes each semester range from a high of 30 to a low of maybe 8 students. But regardless, the political issues are very intently discussed, and positions on different sides of issues, they shift to a variety of extremes. And during the course of a discussion on policy or on a president, the positions on issues, I too push the envelope to make sure all of the students try and see completely all sides of an issue. Well, to be sure, perfection in ensuring all sides are addressed is not realistic. But making every effort to open everybody's mind and gain a little extra insight into their thoughts and fears and ideas and possibilities when considering all sides of an issue is a great way. It's a great way to drive learning. So I thought more about this seeing all sides topic, and I realized that becoming competent and capable in assisting maybe family and friends, co-workers and clients, or colleagues to better see at least more sides than they're used to is really a learned skill that becomes better as time goes on. Because think about it. Seeing all sides requires you to maybe listen more intently. Okay? It requires to read more. Yeah, that old-fashioned thing of reading more just to see and build the competency of knowing more about different issues. And number three, it requires you to put your own positions on stuff, maybe in a separate, like a mind drawer, for a time to allow yourself to absorb the points of others as they try and share their views. You need to share your views selectively. Don't butt in. No, don't throw them in. Try and be selective about it because they will have more re-listening potential from the other person. And the next point is recognize the specialness of your audience. Not every audience that you're talking to, be it 1 or 20, is the same. And so you have to recognize, are they old, young, you know, what's their specialness that will help you see all sides of an issue. And finally, think about realizing that you never, ever see every side to every issue. It's not possible. So just understand that you are doing better than everyone else by trying and enforcing that seeing all sides effort. Especially if you're in a leadership facilitator style role, it is critical for you to highlight to others maybe the professional growth value of becoming skilled in seeing all sides of a positive or a negative issue. It doesn't matter. Because I can report that as you become better at seeing all sides, individuals will seek your opinion out on issues, okay? If they know that you're always trying to see all sides and be fair about it, They'll look to you for your opinion. They'll also look for your support and guidance when decision-making on an issue. Or simply, they will use you in a positive way to bounce ideas off of because of your ability to apply a wide range view to all issues. Now, of course, on the flip side, you need to realize that and admit that many individuals do not ever want to see the other side, okay? And try as you might, it doesn't work. And the arguments that follow are not even worth, you know, rehashing. So rather, only see their position, understand it, and make sure that you try and put some kind of positive value on it. It is and always will be a point to measure your ability to see all sides. What's your skill level? It requires patience and extra listening and minimal discussion may be an answer sometimes. Hey, so in closing, I'm already out of time. I would admit that in my early leadership days, I did not practice trying to see all sides very well. Instead, I was on a mission to help people and help communities and businesses as fast as I could. I made a lot of good decisions, made some bad ones, but in both situations, the decisions I made, I believe, could have been better if I'd allowed that time and that energy to try and see all sides of an issue, or as many as I could, and make and have made it part of a standard when making a big decision. So, as you practice trying to seeing all sides a little better, listen more, read more, put your own positions away for a time to allow yourself to absorb the thoughts and positions of others. Share your views selectively. Recognize each audience is special. And finally, realize that you will never, ever see all sides of all issues, and that's okay. The time is gone. I hope you engage in this month's learning moment, that you will increase seeing all sides skills, okay? And we'll connect more next month.